we be hoping that it will be effective from a point of view of road safety? I mean, that's the reality here, why these changes are coming in. There's three in total to come in. You have 100 to 80 on the national secondary. You have 80 to 60, which are on local roads, and that comes in today because the signage is up for them. And then in time to come, there'll be from 50 to 30 in built-up urban areas. So the key thing here is road safety. And anything that can help save lives and stop people, you know, and it's not, we always hear about the deaths on roads. There's a lot of people get injured as well on the roads. I think has to be a positive thing. So, yeah, I'd be hopeful that it will drop that rate. We need to remember here that these speed limits are that. They're limits. They're not a target. You don't have to drive to that speed. Obviously, there are sections of roads which are suitable for that, but on many roads, it's just not suitable to drive at the speeds that are currently there. I think, and I'm as guilty as this as anyone else of having a heavy foot, you should often try to drive, you know, to the type of road that you're on with that in mind, as opposed to trying to hit just that target of, oh, it's 80 miles, kilometres an hour, I need to hit that. This is what's important, especially in the rural areas of North Leitrim and South Leitrim, of course, and then North Sligo and where not. That's what I would like to see a change in, because it's driver responsibility as much as anything else. It's a two-way street here, and I think, you know, the whole effect here is to drop the number of accidents that are happening, and I think this will be a positive step towards that.
You mentioned not the target. It's not a target. It's just a maximum. Will this put a stamp on maybe those who may be going over, who are persistently going over the speed limit?
Well, I suppose if you call a dampener, slowing them down and saving lives, then I would hope so. I mean, you're always going to have a certain case where people will break the law, and I suppose the nature of, you know, cars nowadays are much more powerful. So I comes back again to driver responsibility and starting from a young age, when you're starting to drive, to realise it's about getting from A to B safely and alive. As the saying goes, you're better arrive 5 minutes late in this life than, you know, 30 years early in the next life.